Chaz and AJ Premier Auto Group News.
Friday at 9, we were talking to this guy about the auction of rock and roll and iconic music artist items.
Yes.
And I was wondering all weekend, man, how much did that Eddie Van Halen Frankenstrat played on stage, autographed by him, autographed by his brother, go for? And Martin Nolan, executive director of Julian's Auctions, on now. How much did that go for, Martin?
It sold for, good morning, it sold for $83,200. Wow. A bargain.
Nice.
That is really way under what I thought it'd go for.
Me as well. And, you know, I'm going through all the invoices here. I don't see an invoice for Chaz or AJ. What happened, guys?
Yeah. I realized I was broke.
I thought about a Saturday morning. I'm like, I should go on and register and just watch the Sinatra.
Well, I could have given you $83.
What did some of the Sinatra stuff go for? Do you have that handy?
Yeah. So you brought us good luck because we started off the auction on Friday morning. In fact, we started off with Sinatra. And obviously, he's highly collectible. What was interesting is we had he's an artist, a visual artist. You know, he's a painter. And we sold a clown painting for over $56,000.
So that was that he painted and then wrote Merry Christmas? No. It's a painting.
No, the card sold for $2,560.
Damn it!
The actual... Yes. And signed by him.
Right.
I mean, that's interesting. But the actual painting itself sold for $56,000. We've estimated it as $8,000 to $10,000.
Oh.
So, Frank still got it, baby.
Wow. Got overshot the runway there. Nice.
There was some other, like a leather-bound, an appointment book or some kind of a book with his name on it?
Yeah, exactly. Sold for $2,240.
God damn it.
Yeah. Nice and cheap. That's what they said. God damn it.
I mean, Phil and you both said, hey, you should try it. You never know.
Exactly, because we had over 900 items in the auction. Now, most of the items sold for less than $5,000. So, like... It is an inclusive auction where everyone can participate, but people sometimes hear the big numbers, the Clapton guitar, over $625,000.
Yeah, is that what it was?
The big marquee items that get a lot of attention, but in the auction was lots of great stuff and lots of people bidding. We had 2 days of fantastic auction, a fun event. Hard Rock Cafe was hopping that weekend. And we had fun.
Yeah, so that Eric Clapton, Derek and the Dominoes, debut performance, stage played 1968 Martin D45 guitar, sold for over $625,000.
Yeah, we had estimated $300,000 to $500,000. So, yeah, we're very happy with that.
I would think.
Yeah. It's such a Clapton guitar, too, because you look at it and you're like, yeah, it looks like a guitar. But then you put it in his hands and it just becomes something completely magical.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then when he plays it, even more magic is created because he's a genius.
Right. David Gilmour's vintage 57 reissue Fender Stratocaster, stage played on Pink Floyd's 1980s to 1990s tours.
Wow.
Yeah, major tour is a really important time for Pink Floyd. And that's over $200,000. That was a great guitar.
Wow. That seems like a deal. Like, I mean, if you're super rich, where it's just like, that's nothing, seems like a great deal, doesn't it?
I would think.
I think so. Keep in mind that he has a guitar that sold for, over $3.5 million, his Blackie guitar. So $200,000 with this guitar, very well documented, great photographs on major tours. I thought
that's
that was
the Wall
deal
tour. So that came, that was the first time he played that on tour, it was the Wall.
Yeah, I mean
the tour.
Incredible history. And, Dave Gilmour is Dave Gilmour, but the guitar is the item that continues to keep the story alive. So whoever owns it, has all that history. And that's what people are buying. They're buying the history there.
And the DNA.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
It was known as Cream Number 2. It was a backup to the Cream Number 1 guitar.
So when you get a guitar like that to auction off, do you clean it? Do you put new strings on it, or you don't touch it?
We do not touch it.
Yeah, there you go. Good. See,
we
good.
Don't change the strings. We bring it. We're just the middle person that takes it from the consigner and brings it to the new owner. The gavel goes down. History changes hands in the auction room. We want to deliver it as is. If it's a piece of clothing that's stained or whatever, we don't clean it. This is what we do. Deliver it to you. And we encourage you not to clean it either, because that's the DNA, that's the fabric, that's the tangible asset to keep the history alive and to tell the story.
Might have the
years
fingerprints.
And years, and years to come.
Which means they went to the bathroom and didn't wash their hands after and played the guitar. I get that too.
There you go.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, well, I don't touch the guitar.
On a Monday morning of Thanksgiving week, what a lovely thought.
Enjoy.
That's
where I go.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, these guitars and items are handled with white gloves.
Yep.
And you don't want to touch them anywhere where the artist may have touched it.
Don't breathe.
You may have the fingerprints.
Right. Sweat drops, the whole nine yards.
All of that.
Yep.
Ooh, sweat.
And the guitar cases as well, because they usually have like airline stickers on them.
Oh.
You know, they're beaten up, you know, all of that. You look at the guitar case and say, wow, that grungy guitar case, maybe the handle is broke or whatever.
Right.
That's what you're getting. You know, that's history there.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Maybe it smells bad. That would be even better.
Like weed.
But you know what? People love to smell.
Yes.
Especially items of clothing. They want to smell and get the scent of the person. They're trying to get that DNA.
One of my favorite odors is the inside of an old car or truck. Like when you get in there and smell that. It's just history.
And the leather.
Yeah. The leather.
Yeah.
Or vinyl.
The oils.
Yeah. Madonna's 1984 Material Girl music video, pink headband.
Oh boy, that had some scent on DNA.
I don't remember that video.
a lot of DNA on that one.
That's one you may want to clean.
Right, like 15 different people on this one.
Yeah, that was like something like almost $28,000 or something, which is like incredible. I mean, that's just for the hair piece. That's not the dress.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. All right. So, yeah, she had the pink dress on. She did the Marilyn Monroe
pink dress. Remember, Jasmine preferred blonde, Marilyn Monroe. That's what she was channeling with the Material Girl.
All right.
This is so well. It's so Americana. It's like so well known.
It's obviously like that sideways bow, right?
Yeah, I'm looking it up now. And you,
yes,
you really don't see it in that video. Right?
Well, you're looking at other parts.
No.
Of the dress.
Yeah, look upwards.
Yeah, no.
Look north.
It's in her hair?
She had the head?
Yes. I don't see it. I'm looking at a bunch of stills from the video.
Did not know that. Look at that. This is in Madonna has a face.
Huh. Oh, okay. There it is. I see it. Wow, that's...
Well, I was under pressure there. I thought you were going to say it wasn't there.
Yeah, no,
$28,000, that's a lot of money for that thing.
Yep.
It was incredible. Incredible.
She bought it back. It's evidence.
Buy it and burn, maybe.
Exactly.
Is she a collectible? Apparently she's a collectible artist.
She really is. Yeah, I mean... 1958 was a great year for, because Michael Jackson was born that year, Prince was born that year, Madonna was born that year, Belinda Carlisle, her T-shirt did really well. Born 1958,
wow.
A great year.
What did her T-shirt go for?
I think her T-shirt might have set a new world record for a T-shirt. I think it was something like $22,000,
$23,000.
Wow!
Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize she was so collectible.
Yeah.
Well, like, who cares?
Well,
I don't mean any disrespect. I know everything that she's done for the music business and great talent, but, like, who cares?
Well, and she's just getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, so people are, you know, taking a second look maybe at Belinda. And this is a great T-shirt. And, yeah, we were really happy to see it sell so well. I think it was something like 28 times what we estimated.
Wow.
Which is pretty good multiple to have.
Yeah, that don't suck.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Martin Nolan, executive director of Julian's Auction. They had a killer auction over the weekend. Icons and Idols, rock and roll. Amy Winehouse, stage and Take the Box music video played Fender Stratocaster guitar. What did that go for?
That sold for almost $154,000. Incredible. Now, keep in mind, last weekend we did a full auction for Amy Winehouse estate, benefiting her foundation, and it sold for $4 million, which was incredible for somebody like Amy Winehouse, you know, passed away at age 27.
That could be more than what she was worth when she died.
And you might be very right, because remember, she was only 27. She was just beginning, phenomenal performer, an amazing voice.
She said, no.
Exactly. But, you know, she played guitar, of course, she was, and could play any musical instrument, really. She didn't always play guitar on stage. She's not known for being a guitar player, but there's amazing photographs of her with this actual iconic Fender blue guitar. And so, she's still highly collectible. So, and I think somebody who bought that guitar for this amount in years to come will sell it for more than what they paid for today. And that's the nice thing about this as well.
Elvis Presley, stage played 1972 Martin D28 acoustic guitar.
Again, sold for almost $190,000. I mean, Elvis, again, yes, he played guitar, but you don't really know him as playing guitar. Very few of his guitars come up, as I mentioned to you on Friday. And so, again, we were really happy to see this guitar sell for such a good price. Incredible.
That really is. There's no way they don't make that money back on that one.
Right.
And there's a bag of cheeses inside.
And banana and some jelly as well. Exactly.
Very old and stale.
Some odd stains. Why is it sticky over here?
If you guys can beam back to any historic moment in history, like, what would you want to witness? I thought about this one. Musically, I'd want to be in the studio the night they recorded Santa Bring My Baby Back. Oh. Hey, Elvis. Like, I would love to be in the studio like a fly on the wall when they recorded that song.
Just to watch the backup singers?
Yeah.
Santa Bring My Baby Back.
Or Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. Monterey Pop.
Right.
Yeah. That would have been a good one.
Yeah. Did you ever auction anything off from that festival?
Once in a while, stuff comes up. It's very hard to get it, and it sells for a lot of money. Hendrix, again, is 27 when he passed, has left a great legacy of music, and it's very hard to get items from Hendrix, especially items of clothing.
Right.
And when we do get them, there's a huge demand. It sells for a lot of money.
What about Prince? His family now is whoring out everything that he's ever owned.
Anything in a vault, anything he saved.
Right. Music, all the stuff he didn't want people to hear.
Bills.
Have they approached you with stuff, or has there been a Prince item auction?
Yeah, we've sold many items for Prince, and he's highly collectible. We sold a lot of stuff from his former wife, Nikki, and that sold for, like, the china from the wedding, et cetera,
wow.
We sold a cloud guitar, a teal-colored cloud guitar, for $720,000, a guitar that he played. He donated to the Los Angeles Earthquake Fund in 1994, a charity to raise money after the earthquake of 94 in L.A. And that sold for $720,000, which is a world record.
Wow.
We sold his Blue Angel guitar, which was all damaged and broken and repaired. We did a X-ray on it just to authenticate it, and that's all for over $500,000. So he's very collectible. We'd love to do an estate auction for Prince, to answer your question. We've not been approached yet, but we are here and ready to go if the time is right for the family and for the estate.
You ever see that walking cane, that it's like a walking stick that Prince used?
Oh yeah, right.
You ever see that? No?
Not yet.
I have not. No, not yet.
I was going
to. If you see it, you know how to reach me.
Well, Tom Cantone from Mohegan Sun had it in his possession.
Oh.
So
wow.
Prince played.
Oh.
I saw Prince's last Connecticut performance at Mohegan Sun. Wow. And when Prince played there, he left his walking stick behind.
Oops.
In the hotel room. Suite.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, I think he was on the airplane already or whatever.
Yeah.
Prince calls and, like, Hello.
Gonna need that.
Gonna need that.
Yep.
So yeah. Tom gets it out of the room, and they drive it to an airport, and they put it on a jet. It flew by itself.
First class.
The cane, the stick.
And the kosher meal.
It's like a jet waiting for it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Roll wow. up on a... Yeah. Tip. Take it out.
I was going to say maybe...
Walk it up.
Maybe he didn't have it, and that's why he fell. So he got it back.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, he's a little crazy, yes.
There are plenty of pictures of him walking with it. You can find it pretty easily if you Google. Yeah.
Tom said it's heavy. Like, the end of that thing, like, if you hit someone with it, you would kill him.
All his drugs were in there. It rattled like a...
You know?
My pills in here.
Like one of those rain sticks.
Look, this must be Pez.
That's not Pez.
Yep. I feel kind of funny.
Rain, a purple rain stick.
Right. You'd be walking in high heels, too.
Martin, you ever auction off a music person's like drug paraphernalia?
Yeah, like a bong or something.
Pipe,
yeah.
Drug box.
One hitter.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And when we... When we sold Kurt Cobain's Martin guitar from MTV Unplugged, there was all sorts of paraphernalia in there. There's a little sort of a velvet pouch, and there was a little miniature knife, fork, and spoon in there.
For meals,
miniature knife, fork, and spoon.
Right, you know, for little meals like Barbie eats.
Yeah, I know which one I use the most. Yeah.
Well, you know, in case he happened upon a charcuterie board.
You never know. Yeah, exactly. Right. Tiny meals on the plane. Gotta eat.
You never know.
You can't use a plastic knife and fork. Here, use this one.
Are you guys?
And
the
then
ones?
There was. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say there was three guitar strings in there as well and some guitar picks. So whatever's in the guitar case with the guitar, it all goes with the item. When you win it,
wow.
You own everything.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Which is fun. Well, you know, one thing we did find was funny was we were doing an auction for Hugh Hefner at Playboy Mansion.
Oh, boy.
And he had a Signet ring. And the day before the auction, somebody asked for a condition report on the ring, and we realized there was a little clip on the top of the ring, a clasp, which was sprung open, and inside he had a little blue pill inside the ring.
That's awesome!
That gave him superpowers.
That's awesome.
So that gave him
like
a stick.
Underdog.
Right.
Underdog had that pill in his ring.
Exactly, right. Right.
And, of course, at the auction house, we rise to every occasion, so we put that description online. We had estimated 600 to 800, and it sold for like 26,000. That was 3 years ago.
Wow. Mm. I gotta tell you, you're the perfect person for this job.
This is awesome, yeah.
Fascinated by everything.
You really are.
Absolutely.
One more thing. I want to talk to you like every day, but maybe we do every month with you. But you mentioned the guitar that Kurt Cobain played on the Unplugged MTV special. The cardigan sweater sold for a ton of money that he wore on that special. Were you guys the ones behind that?
Yes, it was. A great story about that, because in 2015, a family member who was given the sweater after Kurt passed away came to us with the sweater, and we sold it for a record $140,000. And the gentleman that bought it, he just took it, put it into his safe deposit box. 4 years later, he could see that Kurt Cobain's collectability was rising. He brought it back to us. We sold it for $340,000, cigarette burns and stains included.
Wow.
And then last year we sold, that was 2019, we sold the guitar 2020. If we were to sell that cardigan now, I tell you, it'll sell for $1 million.
And there's something in one of the pockets, right? There's some kind of crud or something?
Yes, and that's part of the grunge. Remember the grunge era.
It's Ritz Cracker Crumbs.
Kurt very likely bought that in a thrift store, because I'm friendly with his family, and they tell me that he used to like to go to thrift stores to find unusual items.
Yeah, why pay full
items.
Freight?
Yeah, why go to Macy's?
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you get something $10 or $20, help a charity, and then becomes something so iconic and so after and so valuable. Incredible.
You said something that has my interest now. So you said, all right, so he paid $340,000 for that in 2019. If he sold it now, we'll get $1 million. Do you call these people and say, hey, just so you know, that sweater you bought, we'll get you $1 million for that now.
Like a broker.
Do you do that?
Absolutely. So when we got the guitar on consignment in 2020, we contacted the person that owned the sweater and said, if you're thinking about selling, this is the perfect time because the guitar is going to go. Whoever buys the guitar would more than likely want to own that green grungy cardigan sweater.
Wow. I'll pair them together.
No, they had, exactly. But they had only bought it in October of 2019. They're still getting used to owning it. So it's a little bit early. But even in 5 years' time, if they come back to sell it, there'll still be a demand for it and maybe even sell for more than $1 million.
All right. Martin Nolan, Executive Director of Julian's Auctions. Let's talk real soon. Okay. I could talk to you all
Absolutely.
Day. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Now I change my hat into Hollywood next week.
There you go. See?